How was your date?
It was great. We went to a fancy restaurant. She gave me a handy under the table, and I think I'm in love with her. Hey, Sam, why are you eating a tube of raw cookie dough and watching Friends reruns? Are you okay? Do you want to talk about it?
Well, you see, sometimes I eat my...
Are you okay? Do you want to talk about the date? I have my hair! Stop fucking my throat like a pussy! I can't breathe. There's so much spit running down my chin right now. Don't touch me. No, don't turn me around. Oh, my panties. You owe me a new pair. How about you trying to get me wet first before entering me? Fuck. You know, normally it's no big deal, but I've been in a bad mood today, so I haven't been horny at all, which means I haven't been wet at all. The cookie dough should have given you a hint. It's not like you even care. You haven't said one word to me since you came home. I'm literally just holes to you, apparently. Ow! Just don't mind me or my pain. Ow! I'm just your fucking punching bag. A way to relieve frustration. Ow! Fuck! Just... stop treating me like this! Can you at least talk to me and tell me what's going on? You're just abusing my body, my holes! And I am more than just holes. I am. You've never been like this before. You're being too rough with me. I don't like it. I really don't. Stop! Look, I think that we need to amend our little agreement because this is not working for me. Oh, thank goodness you stopped. Now you're jacking off.
Go abuse yourself instead of me. That works perfectly. Your first words to me are to open my mouth? No, I am not going to do that. My throat is not your fleshlight, especially right now. Oh, you did not just do that. You just came all over my face. It's in my hair. You're sorry? Why the sudden change of heart? Well, I'm glad for your moment of clarity. Yeah, I'm okay. No permanent damage or anything. Yes, you were definitely too rough. Did you get out all of your frustration? Good. So what the fuck was that all about? Just a bad date? That sounds like an understatement. What happened? Oh. Shit. No. Fuck. Damn, I am really sorry. Look, it's not a reflection on you. That is all her problem. No, really, it is. You are a good guy, usually. She doesn't deserve you. And who the fuck acts like that on a first date? I hate women like her. That's why I went out of my way to get a male roommate. You're welcome. And I do mean what I said. You already said sorry, but I'm happy to hear it again. I accept your apology. Yeah, you better not act like that again with me. Are you awake? Yeah, I know that I said that after 10 was my alone time, but I had a bad dream and my head is just not right. Can I sleep with you for a bit? Please? The storm is just kind of freaking me out and I'm a little scared, okay? Thank you. Now scoot over. Yes, I want to snuggle. Come on, scoot. There. Now that's not so bad, is it? Is your dick hard? Well, yeah, I know a naked woman just climbed into your bed, but really? That quick? That is nice. Well, yes, I am a bit wet this time. I just got into bed with a naked man after all. Grinding against me. Now what are you gonna do? My nipples. Oh, you're pinching them so gently and caressing them, but oh, it feels so good. You don't even have to do it hard for it to feel good. I'm amazed. Oh, keep pinching. What exactly do you have in mind? Ooh, yes! That is a much better idea! Oh.
A cuddle fuck. That's something new from you. I think this is the first time I've actually ever done this. I love how you're holding me and gently thrusting into me. Oh! And it feels so good when you caress and squeeze my tits like that. You are being so gentle compared to earlier today. This is a very different side of you. And I really love it. When you're gentle. That was so perfect. Oh, I needed that. Especially after what happened earlier. You were really rough earlier. But this made up for it. Who knew that sex can be so relaxing? I love how you're pulling me into you like that. I bet that we're gonna fall asleep with you spooning me. You're already asleep. I love you.